Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. So we're ready to do it here on American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We are ready. Thank you, Frank. Our magical engineer is ready. We have a great show. First up on our show, we're going to be talking about science finds an herb that helps with autoimmune disease. And we have some other things and a brief quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time because it grows short. And let's see, John 10:10 says, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So in John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Yeah, so if you don't know the Lord, you're in a world of hurt because eventually this invitation to know the Lord, to seek his face, mind the time to grow short, will end. and it's going to be unpleasant. So make haste. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first, last, and not least in the quacker, mouthwashes, they say, contain deadly chemicals linked to heart problems, cancer, according to this study. This is a study out of Turkey, and they found that consumer mouthwash products currently on the market are loaded with a lot of chemicals linked to a lot of problems. Turkish researchers looked at 45 different mouthwash formulas, and they used 17 different commercial mouthwash brands, and they sold this in Istanbul, five largest chain stores there. Many of these brands and formulas were used in mouthwash products, even in the United States. And side effects of using these toxic mouthwash products are found to range from mild to severe, and some cause minor skin irritation, while others were causing headaches. Worst case scenario, they said using these toxic products could cause you to get so sick that you could die. Ooh, and we're going to jump into a little bit of mouthwash history in the show tonight, give you a little bigger picture. We've covered mouthwash issues before, but they tend to dry out the oral cavity, so I wouldn't use those. Nope. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about science. They have found this herb that helps with autoimmune disease. And one thing I've learned, Frank, reading a bunch of these journal articles over the last two decades or so, they're kind of lagging behind with the ancient texts and what natural healing physicians down through the centuries already knew. According to this research, this University of Colorado Medical Center, a common herb helps with immune system, white blood cells, your antibodies, helping them to function, and also controls the inflammation. Now, this research did get published in the September 2023 Journal of JCI Insight, and the National Library of Medicine says this: given the highest cost nature of the inflammatory response, a suboptimal cost-benefit balance has a very high potential to negatively impact fitness and cause disease. And it should be noted that common inflammatory diseases are indeed diseases of disrupted homeostasis, and that's pretty much your chemistry balance in the body. Let's look at the autoimmune disease here. Much of what the research found in this University of Colorado study was pretty much previously reported in ancient medical texts in Egypt, Rome, and Greece, although autoimmune disease was not mentioned by name in the ancient writing. However, they did list conditions such as arthritis and inflammation, and according to the University of Colorado, the conditions they found reacted positively to the herb were, so when they were using this herb, people with conditions of lupus, abnormal blood clots, rheumatoid arthritis, and gout responded very favorably to the herb. So what herb were they using? Well, the University of Colorado published that the herb that they worked with to help with autoimmune inflammation was ginger root. So ginger root is more than just a flavor enhancer, and it's been used down through the centuries as a medicinal for things like gas and bloating, diarrhea, appetite issues, stomach ache, malaria, swelling and inflammation, earaches, dandruff, motion sickness, joint and body pain, rheumatism, blood purifier, and also as an antimicrobial herb. Well, here's a quote from Nutritional Herbology. They said Jamaican ginger was a British pharmacopoeial standard in the 1500s. Yeah, there wasn't a medicine cabinet without it. So it was a pretty standard item to have. They also said ginger has history and is referenced in the Arabic Sanskrit. That's old. That's old, Frank. Now, the journal JCI said this: ginger consumption by healthy individuals makes their leukocytes, your white blood cells, resistant to various pathogens and stabilizes their immune response. So you don't have an immune system going haywire. It's responding naturally, normally. They wanted to say, this is Dr. Christian Demollier. She's with the University of Colorado. She said, we found that ginger can help to restrain inflammation. And this is important because it is a natural supplement that many can use to be helpful to treat symptoms for people with severe and different autoimmune diseases. And lastly, Jason Knight, also with this is with the Division of Rheumatology at University of Michigan. He read the study and said, our research for the first time is proving evidence for the biological mechanism that underlies ginger's apparent anti-inflammatory property in people, end of quote. Well, what kind of types of inflammatory diseases are they hoping to use ginger for? Now, mind you, the research wants to find the actual key in ginger, and so they can make a drug out of it for your inflammatory autoimmune issues. So they want to use ginger for things like neurodegenerative diseases. That would be your Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's, motor neuron type MS diseases, also your autoimmune disease, fatty liver disease, endometriosis, type 1 and 2 diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, so inflammatory bowel issues, arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, of course, and obesity is on their list. So there's some things that you want to watch for in everyday living that can tend to be inflammatory triggers. Several lifestyle habits can trigger inflammation. So diets that have too much red meat contain a lot of uric acid and omega-6s, which tend to settle in the soft tissues and your joints, signaling your immune system to engage, and then causes a lot of inflammation and joint pain. So a diet with a lot of processed foods and sugars are also going to cause obesity and inflammation, which can trigger imbalance in the immune system response. And then you have also on top of this big lifestyle sundae, if you will, there's GMO you have to worry about. GMOs, genetically modified organisms or plants or food sources and products that have GMO in them, tend to cause inflammation, especially in the digestive area. So you have to be watchful of that. So you know there's herbs that can fight disease, because there's ancient texts that have telling us, Bible tells us that too. So if you are determined to learn how to use medicinal herbs for wellness, well, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free product catalog, empower yourself, because you'll have organic, professional strength herbal formulas plus a lot of information there to help you use it the best way. So ginger root tincture, of course, is definitely in their catalog and on their website, so you can learn how to cleanse and nourish your body back into wellness. Give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog. Also, they're in the middle of their fall sale. You'll save 20% on orders of $65 or more. Use your coupon code FALL23 checking out. And you want to hurry because the sale does end on September 30th and restrictions do apply. So definitely, stock up on your fall stuff, sinusitis formulas, cold and flu stuff, and be empowered out there. All right, we got a few minutes before we go to take our first break, and as promised, we're going to talk about the mouthwash topic a little bit. Mouthwash has kind of been on the market since the 1800s, and the most famous brand, as you know, is Listerine. Has that medicine-y taste and smell to it, and Listerine actually was created in 1879 by a physician by the name of Joseph Lister, and he was a chemist, and also Joseph Lawrence in St. Louis, Missouri. So these two guys got together, and they made this Listerine product. And they created Listerine, though, to be a disinfectant for operating rooms, not to be in a mouthwash. So later it was determined by medicine that bad breath was due to bacteria, and the OR disinfectant was a remarketed item rebranded for a mouthwash. And new research out of the University of Plymouth has determined that mouthwash can ruin your teeth and your health. So we're going to just kind of reiterate what the Turkish researchers are now figuring out. So what's in your mouthwash? Well, most of your brands include a disinfectant called chlorhexidine. It's a gluconate, also called CHG. So this chemical is often used by hospitals to sterilize skin before surgery, to sterilize surgical instruments. And this chemical is known to inhibit bacterial growth by disrupting cell membranes. So it's pretty strong. It's strong enough to kill both gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria and fungi in about 30 seconds. And it's often credited for reducing plaque. Well, let's look at some of the side effects of this stuff. Irritation, staining on the teeth, dry mouth, unpleasant taste, decreased sense of taste, and anaphylactic reactions, which are supposedly rare. So if it is not recommended that you swallow any of that stuff containing the chlorhexidine. It can cause stomach irritation, nausea, and vomiting. So really, how healthy is mouthwash? Well, the University of Plymouth, their health facility, looked into the effects of using mouthwash containing these chemical ingredients, and they just looked at and used it for about 7 days. They had a placebo group use a rinse with no chlorhexidine in it, and what they found is the chemical is very harsh. It disrupts your entire oral microbiome in your mouth, and they report that when you use mouthwash with these types of chemicals, the following will happen. It increases your lactate production of bacteria. It also lowers saliva pH, which reduces the saliva's ability to buffer and neutralize bad acid. Also increases risk of tooth damage and overall lowers microbial diversity in your mouth, which could increase the risk of oral diseases. So they also reported that when a pandemic occurs, dentists will have patients rinse their mouths with chlorine before treatment. In the event the pandemic is a virus, medicine has really no idea how chlorhexidine reacts. Their research on this did get published in the Scientific Reports Journal in March 2020. So let's just take a real closer look at your saliva, because the primary role of saliva is to help maintain a healthy pH in your oral cavity. So acid levels tend to fluctuate due to types of foods that you eat and drink. If saliva pH becomes too low, it can damage the teeth and surrounding tissue as well. Previous studies confirmed that the chlorhexidine chemical disrupts the ability of the oral bacteria to turn nitrate into nitrite, a key molecule to reduce blood pressure. Now, mouthwash users have also been found to have lower saliva and blood plasma nitrate concentrations affecting diastolic blood pressure. And research demonstrated that people who use regular exercise to lower blood pressure and also used mouthwash with chlorhexidine in it, that the exercise was less effective. That's research September 2019, University of Plymouth. They did get published in the Journal of Free Radical Biology and Medicine. All right, so what Dr. Paul Boskos, University of Plymouth, says, there is a surprising lack of knowledge and literature behind the use of these chemicals used in everyday products. Chlorhexidine is widely used in mouthwash, but research has been limited to its effect with regard to oral bacteria. Dr. Louise Bedfield, University of Plymouth, says, we have significantly underestimated the complexity of the oral microbiome and the importance of oral bacteria in the past. Traditionally, the view was that bacteria was bad and can cause disease, but now we know that a majority of bacteria, whether in the mouth or in your gut, are essentially for sustaining human health, end of quote. So it has been mentioned that some people will use mouthwash regularly as a substitute for good oral hygiene, and this has been reported that such habits result in gingivitis, cavities, and other dental problems. So people often get into this habit of using mouthwash to treat or to avoid getting halitosis or bad breath. Yeah, there's no substitute for brushing and flossing. Really, there's not. Now, Dr. Jason Woloski, he is with the Family Physicians Group. He said, the concept behind mouthwash is to kill the bacteria thought to cause bad breath or halitosis. So the notion was to kill the bacteria instead of masking the odor. While it may temporarily get rid of bad breath, studies are suggesting that repeat use of mouthwash may not be safe to use and could be linked to diabetes. Research linked mouthwash use to diabetes found that it used to have a 55% higher risk of developing diabetes within about 3 years. End of quote. He goes on to say, the problem behind mouthwash is while there are bad and smelly bacterias, there are also good healthy bacteria that we need in our mouth. So the ingredients in your mouthwash, they don't differentiate between healthy good bacteria and bad ones. They kill them all. So, therefore, a long-term use of a mouthwash product impedes the normal functioning of your body. End of quote. Would you say, Frank, eating raw garlic every day, chewing it up in your mouth, also produces good mouth health? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mike. I pushed my microphone button. I'm sorry, Frank. He says, where did you go? Sorry, Frank. My fault. I'm a big button pusher over here. All right. So the ancients had a mouthwash. So what did they use? There's this very old record of mouthwashes made. They used herbs and oils, which did not disrupt microbiome of the oral cavity. They had a delicate balance there in their formulas to protect that. And so if we want to use organic herbs as well to help preserve the pH of the microbiome of the mouth, the tissues there, the enamel on your teeth, yeah, we can do that. One old recipe for keeping the mouth healthy and protecting against plaque and cavities was made with spearmint leaf, bloodroot, myrrh, and also peppermint oil. So when we work with the body and protect the balance, we can reap the benefits of health both, you know, helping our enamel, having less plaque, reducing the soreness and risk of the gingivitis and inflammation issue, and also bad breath. So this does not mean we should not exercise good oral hygiene, brush and floss. Such mouth aids are really a complement to your good, healthy lifestyle and hygiene of the oral cavity. So, by the way, the folks at Apotheca Herbs make a formula with those ingredients in there. If you want an old-timey kind of mouth cleanse, I think that's what they call it, a mouth cleanse. You just swish and spit with it. You can certainly try that. I think it helps keep the enamel nice and clean. So if you're, you know, coffee, wine, blueberry pie eater, that's going to help keep your teeth and your enamel looking nice and bright without having to do all those, you know, whitening products. So you can get some organic mouthwash. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They call it Herbal Mouth Cleanse, though you want to look for that on their website under oral hygiene there. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, you know, pick some of that up on their sale. Save 20% on that. And be empowered. I use that every night, Frank, before I go to bed. I love it. That and the tooth and gum formula they have. Oh, it's great stuff. Now, if you're on a website there, I have to remind you they have some really great newsletters you can sign up. So if you like getting information like this on a weekly basis in your email, then their free newsletters are going to be very helpful. You just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. You do have to have email to receive the newsletters. They are not distributed by hard copy, only by email. And you can opt in or out anytime you want. And they're absolutely free. And you can share them with family and friends. Lots of neat little tips in there. You know, somebody the other day said, thank you for your newsletter on fatty liver because I'm going to use the beetroot and the milk thistle to help my liver out. So stuff like that. And it's all backed by the scientific data that we're also pulling up and reading. Of course, you know, science is looking into natural stuff. Frank, they're looking at the natural stuff, you know, the herbs, the spices, the foods. You know, they want to make a drug out of what they find, you know, but we already have the foods and spices and the herbs. I say you already have it. It's affordable. It's available. Why not use that? Why are you waiting for medicine to make a drug? You know, so, thepowerherbs.com. Somebody asked me today, what do you guys do at thepowerherbs.com? Well, specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. The formulas are liquids and powders. There's really not really pills to swallow. I hate swallowing pills. I don't like that. But pills can take up to 2 hours to get digested and start to work. Your liquids and your powders, when you add them to a drink or beverage or smoothie, they become water-soluble, and they're working in 60 seconds. So, you know, if you want to cut to the chase, get a professional strength formulation that's going to work with lots of information. Because, you know, information's the key. You know, knowledge is power. So you get lots of little info sheets with your products from them, and they help you understand the herb, the action, the benefit, and that kind of thing. And, you know, even though if you're not going to be an herbalist, you're going to be knowledgeable about what you're using. You know, because you can have a great product or a tool, and without the information on how to use it, it's like having a kite with no wind, see? So you're not going to get off the ground. You're not going to really get far. So you definitely want that information on how to use herbs properly and safely. So thepowerherbs.com, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com. They also have a download, Power Herbs, the Power Herbs book. Now, that's a 400-page book. So it's not the catalog, it's a book, and you can get it in PDF, Kindle, and iPad. So you can learn how to make tinctures from that book. You can learn, if you're a mom, expecting mother, nursing mother, you can learn what herbs you can use and what you shouldn't use. You learn the importance and the proper way to do system organ cleansing so you're successful and feel good. So you never want to do a total body cleanse. It's too much toxins coming out too quickly. You're going to have problems. So you're going to be reactive, and you're going to feel worse. So you want to do it safely and properly. So that book explains that. So you get a lot of knowledge there. Symptom herb reference guide is included, so you can look up a symptom, see what herbal options you have. And, you know, this knowledge about herbs never goes out of style. Just never. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. That's old. That's old wisdom. It'll never, ever go away because the Word of God is a living word, and it'll never go away. Herbs are here. That's it. Oh, I got to go. I got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Well, we're going to talk about some things that can really mess you up as far as your immune system function, because we're coming into the cold and flu season. So there's some drugs and over-the-counter things that can disrupt your thymus gland. Now, your thymus gland is a real important gland. It helps with your macrophage, killer T cells, to identify things that are problematic and leave your healthy self cells alone. So if you want an immune system that's not disrupted and confused, causing an autoimmune issue, then you definitely want to keep your thymus gland happy. So there's a really long debate, though, in science on what causes an autoimmune disorder, where the immune system seems confused, can't determine friend from foe, if you will, regarding infectious pathogens in your cells. Now, for decades, medical science told patients the disease like that is genetic. If you have an autoimmune disease, it's all your fault. This claim I have already negated with scientific research showing that it is artificial infections known as vaccines that can really mess up your thymus gland and cause an autoimmune problem. So here's a new study. It's stating that science can teach your immune system how to function normally, especially after a vaccine. So they want to take control of your immune system and educate it the way they want it to work. National Library of Medicine 2015 said this: vaccines have been suspected of playing a role in inducing autoimmune disease for a long time. Although science has not found a direct cause, there are many isolated cases or series of cases of arthritis, vasculitis, central or peripheral nervous system symptoms following vaccination that have been reported. The role of adjuvants in vaccines has been described by other teams in a more general syndrome, autoimmune, autoinflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants. So this is an actual problem, an actual, you know, cause and effect. Get back to their quote. Thus, cases of autoimmune disease triggered by vaccines are highly rare, they say, and raise questions about the interaction between vaccines and or adjuvants and the genetic content of autoimmune diseases. So they're not really willing to just go there and say, yeah, it's the vaccine. They're saying, well, there may be some related information, but they're not really wanting to commit. This is a new study, 2022. This is Harvard Medical School. They published it July 2022, Journal of Cell. It was a report on how to teach your immune system T cells to discern the host cells from a disease cell or infectious agents. So according to the report, science knew that the thymus gland was involved in the immune system, but they weren't sure how it was involved. So what they reported is that the thymus gland trains the killer T cells of your immune system so it can tell the difference between infectious cells, diseases, and host cells. That's you. So this research also offers scientific insights into the immune system's ability to adapt cells from one antibody to another. So your immune system does that so effortlessly because God created it to do that, but they want to muck it up and take some sort of credit for making it better. Science Daily says this: the human immune system is a nearly perfect defense mechanism. Well, it is perfect because God doesn't make junk. He goes on to say it protects the body from disease-causing bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens. It detects nascent tumors and eradicates them. It cleans up cellular debris at the site of an injury or infection. So our immune system is designed to do that. That's an innate feature built in. They go on to say, science has known about the general principle underlying the selective ability of the thymus gland and your immune system cells for some time. But exactly how the immune system learns to distinguish between host cells and foreign cells was really not all that understood. So the Harvard research states they've identified the mechanism that explains how the body's most powerful system of defense educates your immune system cells to protect you. So this information could be a double-edged sword. Of course, you know, the research is saying this is going to help drug companies make medications for people with autoimmune issues. However, people would not have autoimmune issues if they were not given vaccines. So the lesson here is that the vaccines attack your thymus gland. However, science wants to reinvent how your thymus gland works rather than just take you off that vaccine. Here is Diane Mathis, professor of immunology at Harvard. She says, think of it as having your body recreated in the thymus. Well, thank you very much. I don't think I want to be recreated. So initially, there's nothing wrong with your immune system. It is disabled and injured through the thymus gland with a vaccine. It's an artificial infection they give you. So when then science wants to rebuild your immune system for you, and the question is, what are they going to recreate it as? According to Diane, she says, this research helps us to understand the adaptive immune system cells and how they acquire their ability to discern friend from foe. Glitches in this critical recognition system can have grave consequences. So if they're going to make something wrong, yeah, it's going to have grave consequences. They're going to make something that'll kill you. So they want to harness this power. And why would scientific medicine want to mess around with the immune system man was born with? Well, it's a very simply put that they want power and control, and it's confirmed by their research. Here is Daniel Michelson, Harvard Medical School. He said, our immune system is super powerful, and it can kill any cell in our body. It can control any pathogen we encounter. If this power is left unchecked, it can be lethal. Think about that statement. So what science really wants to do is send your immune system back to school so it can teach it what science wants it to know. So this research most likely will influence the vaccines of the future in controlling the thymus gland and thereby controlling the vaccinated. Dr. Daniel Michelson goes in to say, T cells get educated in the thymus gland, but it has been a mystery how the immune system can identify our gut or our pancreas cells from other types of cells before they leave the thymus. So they're, you know, this is like God's mystery. And the thymus gland can create different tissue cells called mimic cells of your body for the purpose of educating your immune system cells. So when the vaccines enter this picture, they can disrupt that thymus gland and the protein expression of the mimic cells. And this can train your T cells of your immune system in error to attack your host cells instead. So the protein that gets corrupted is called AIRE. And this one protein was isolated by the Mathis Binus lab. And upon it hinges the entire complexity of your immune system disorders. So, want to train your T cells, immune system. I wouldn't trust them to do it. Daniel Michelson goes on to say, our next step is to acquire an even deeper understanding of the molecule mechanisms that undermine T cell education and how these mechanisms play out with the human thymus, end of quote. So that's exactly what happens. The vaccine, remember I told you it's protein switches in the vaccine that can control cell communication and how your cells function. Protein switches. So the thymus gland creates these mimic cells. When vaccines enter this picture, they disrupt the thymus gland and the protein expression of those mimic cells. See? So it totally confuses the educational process, and your T cells get the wrong class. So they're not going to, you know, these poor little T cells aren't going to graduate with a diploma in immunity. They're going to graduate with a diploma in undermining your immune system. Well, let's look at the thymus anatomy for a minute. Your thymus gland is located behind your breastbone and just in front of the heart and in between your lungs. And the name of the gland also seems to be a mystery. It was thought to have been gotten its name from the ancient Greeks because thymus is the name for cooking herbs. And the gland's shape looks like a thyme leaf. But some experts feel the thymus gland is tied to other immune system glands like your tonsils and your adenoids. And it was the Greek philosopher and surgeon Galen who noticed that the thymus gland changed in size as we age. So it becomes smaller in adults. So why does the thymus gland shrink? Well, some believe it is due to stress. And normally the gland is larger in children and begins to shrink by the age of 15. So when autopsies of infants were done after they died of diphtheria, it showed that their thymus gland had also shrunk. So the immune cells became three distinctive cells when they went into the thymus gland. They became what are called cytotoxic T cells. They directly kill infections, or they become helper T cells, which help make the antibody cells. Or they become the regulatory T cells, which these are the surveillance immune system cells that tend to patrol around your body through your blood system. Yeah. So one of the things I've known about vaccines is they you get pushed right into the blood system in 2 hours, and so all the pathogens that come along with that serum, the regulatory T cells that are the patrolling cells, they haven't chemically been alerted, and so they think that disease is supposed to be there. So you get no antibody response. Here's a California study, University of California, San Francisco, 2008 in November. They got published in the Journal of Experimental Medicine, where they reported about your autoimmune disease being created with T cells missing a single protein. Protein switches. Let's see, Mark Anderson, a medical doctor, professor of medicine, University of California, San Francisco, says a single mechanism may be at play involving autoimmune disease, such as a type 1 diabetes. I'm saying, doc, it's the evasive treatments of vaccines with protein switches that mess the whole thing up. Now, the AIRE protein came up in this study as well, which would indicate your type 1 diabetes can often be linked to a vaccine use and is caused by the protein disruption and produces an autoimmune disease as well. So you see more and more kids getting diabetes, and it's because of all the vaccines they're getting. Now, Mark Anderson also said, we need to train our focus on the thymus gland, where most autoimmune disease is triggered. Well, unfortunately, science does not want to correct this problem. They don't want to connect these dots. Your vaccine use is tampering with your thymus gland, creating a lot of these diseases. So let's just take a peek at the COVID serum. How did the mRNA serums affect your thymus gland and your immune system cells? Well, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology published their findings December 2021 on how the COVID serum will super inflame the thymus gland, and it's called thymic hyperplasia. They already know this. Here's a quote from that report. Hyperplasia of the thymus showed strong association to the immunologic response to the COVID-19 vaccination. Scans showed association to the vaccination occurred in lymph nodes and also the thymus gland, end of quote. Another study, this is the Multidisciplinary Digital Publishing Institute. They got published in the Journal of Vaccines in October 2021. And they said this, the thymus gland is a main thyroid organ that regulates the immune and the endocrine systems. The thymus gland generates mature T cells, which contributes to cellular immunity. Inflammation of the thyroid leads to many inflammatory diseases. And the inflammation of the thymus leads to deformity of the gland, which cannot produce effective immune system outcomes and is recommended to use thymus-boosting therapies instead. Okay, so did you catch that? Destroying your thymus gland. With inflammation, deforming it, it cannot be effective with immune system function anymore. COVID-19 disrupts the thymus gland. So you're just killing immune systems left and right. Under normal circumstances, the thymus gland assists your immune system to fight infections like your COVID-19 virus. And you want to notice also the research listed endocrine system which is effective, affected your, that's your reproductive system of the human body. So it's a sterilization at the same time as they're taking out your immunity. So this would explain why infertility is at risk when you get a COVID-19 serum. So, you know, I'm often asked a lot of questions. Does science know what it's doing? Is it on this assault with their vaccine treatments? Is it on purpose? Well, these are good questions. And I think medical science knows just enough to be dangerous. And in their research studies, they often state that they don't know enough about the immune system, but they'll pump a bunch of therapies that impact the immune system in negative ways into a body. So I don't know that the quest to recreate man and his immune system, this agenda that's within science, I don't think it's a good thing. But I think they're arrogant and heady enough, Frank, to think they're doing something good. But they're not. So, and I see, you know, it's important for us to be on guard, educated, do our due diligence before we jump into any therapies out there. And that's always a good thing. I personally avoid vaccinations because I've learned from enough scientists and virologists and immunologists that have woke up and have done some research on their own. And they have found, oh my God, these things seed the body with disease. These aren't good. These don't stop any kind of disease. They give people disease. And when they find this out, they quit giving it to people. So basically, thymus gland, immune system, very important. Anti-inflammatory herbs are very helpful. But yes, I personally stay away from the vaccines. It's an artificial infection. And it disrupts immune system. And it's causing a lot of autoimmune and other problems. So do your homework before you go there. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about how great, Frank, is a drive in the country, right? Remember the Hollywood movies when you had this drive in the country? There's, you know, all these scenic drives, usually in convertibles with pretty girls. And a lot of people love the country. You know, and they want to get away from the city and vice versa. So research has confirmed that the older that we get, the less tolerant we become of a lot of loud noise, the hustle and bustle, and crowded places of cities. Research is suggesting that city life is really not as healthy an environment for folks also that have mental disorders. So there's a lot of things positive regarding living in a city. You can visit cultural arts centers, libraries, museums, sporting events. However, a visit is not the same as living there. So here is Sonia Sumeric, environmental neuroscience professor, who says living in a city is a well-known risk factor for developing a mental disorder, while living close to nature is largely beneficial for mental health and the brain. Here's a study, September 2022. This is by Max Planck, Institute of Human Development. They're a social science research facility in Berlin, and they found that nature has some very powerful effects on our brain. The research noted that the area of the brain that was most influenced by nature is the amygdala. Amygdala. And this area of the almond shape is a gray matter, almond shape piece of matter inside the cerebral hemisphere. So it's an area that processes emotions and also how you handle stress. So the researchers noticed that in this area, it's less active with stress when you live in a rural area as opposed to living in a metropolitan city. So the researchers set out to prove their hypothesis. They had 63 volunteers. They did some MRI brain scans before and after an hour walk in the woods. Volunteers walked in the Grunwald Forest. It's about 74,000 acres west of Berlin. The forest is a very natural preserve refuge. A lot of the wealthy go out there in the turn of century and had estates out there, which includes a lake and a beach. So very, very popular. They said in their report, MRI results reveal that activity in the Amygdala decreased after the walk in nature, suggesting that the nature elicits benefits on the brain regions relating to stress. And they say they're lasting effects. The researchers, they monitored their volunteers after they took their little walk in the woods, and they found brain activity remained stable with no increases in stress levels, and this kind of debunks previous studies that reported that urban exposure causes stress. So we definitely tend to be influenced by our environment, and this study kind of proves it. I remember a TV show by Niecy Nash. It was called Clean House, and she said that people are influenced by their surroundings. You know, they don't like a lot of clutter. It's stressful. So, for instance, you know, if you have a pack rat in your house and you're not a pack rat, it stresses you out. So our physical environment has tremendous impact on our physical and mental state. And researchers are suggesting that city dwellers take frequent walks in nature to buffer the stressful effects of city living. That's why you see city planners planning parks and green spaces, kind of break it up. So there was another study in Scientific Reports. They suggested that, quote, city dwellers who lived close to the forest have a physiologically healthy brain structure and better able to cope with stress. Ah, healthier brain structure, Frank, living in the country. And the noise levels, you know, that's the problem too. If you're in a area that's got 50,000 people as opposed to 15,000 people, you're going to notice it. More people, more cars, more noise, more sirens, more everything. So the information in a lot of these reports is children that are growing up in city settings, or I'm sorry, country settings, are exposed to less violence and stress. Simpler lifestyles are worth cherishing. And I think if we're looking at scripture, we're supposed to seek not the things of the world, but the things of heaven. And so I think we should, you know, be looking up, praying, and trying to reduce our stress load, because stress is definitely going to invite disease. So de-stress, pray, read your scripture, exercise regularly. That's a good stress reliever. Do stretches, and, you know, get away from the technology from time to time and reduce your stress. There are a few things that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have for that. They have some emotional stress formulas and things like that. A lot of nutritional elements that help the body cope better with stress. So give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And, of course, the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they have their fall sale, but it ends this Saturday, so don't miss out on 20% off. Details are online, or give them a call. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.